أسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في ديني ودنياي وأهلي ومالي. اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتي. اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي، وأعوذ بعظمتك أن أغتال من تحتي. اللهم عالم الغيب والشهادة، فاطر السماوات والأرض، رب كل شيء ومليكه، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر الشيطان وشركه، وأن أقترف على نفسي سوءا أو أجره إلى مسلم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء، وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء، وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء، وهو السميع العليم. يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك أستغيث، أصلح لي شأني كله، ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق.
لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك، لبيك حجا حقا تعبدا ورقا، لبيك لبيك وسعديك والخير بيديك والرغباء إليك والعمل، لبيك ذا المعارج، لبيك ذا الفواضل، لبيك إله الحق لبيك، لبيك اللهم لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
لبيك اللهم لبيك ب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونسلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمن بالخير ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحتى من لساني يفقهوا قولي واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي أشدد لي أزري وأشرح لي أمري بهك كثيرة ونذكرك كثيرة الحمد لله رب العالمين if you are able to hear me a very very warm assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to all of you who are joining us here I hope if you are sitting in a very nice way you are excited today and you're happy for today then let me see a beautiful smile in your chat box you can go ahead and show me some smiles that you're happy to be here okay so let's see and we will see how many of us are really happy and excited alhamdulillah rabbil alamin I love your smiles yasir and amina and zakaria and zayan mashallah ahmed A very, very warm welcome to all of you, Noor and Samia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all choicely blessed and very, very happy and healthy. Now, quick reminders. I hope you are sitting in a place where you are very comfortable. There are no distractions around you. And I hope that you are 10 to 12 years of age, right? So I'm going to say a couple of things. And if you think that all of this sounds good for you, then you are going to type one for me, okay? So the first thing is that you are between the age of 10 to 12, then you are going to type one. Okay. Number two, you are sitting in a quiet room with no distractions, no TV, no siblings. And you are by yourself. We basically are expecting you one person at the device. Alhamdulillah. All right. So at this time, if mom and dad were helping you set up, then this is the time, inshallah, for us to focus together so you can let them know. Say jazakallah khair to them. Give them a big hug. And sit in a comfortable place where you have headphones or something so you can focus with me here, inshallah. All right. And we are not going to be recording anything. We are not going to take any screenshots. We are not going to worry about anything now because Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have a beautiful team. They will make sure that everything is available to you. Okay. And of course, only moms are around, but obviously you guys are big. How many of you think that you are big and smart enough to handle things by yourself now? Go ahead and type, yes, I am big, alhamdulillah. And type, no, I need assistance. I need somebody to sit with me and, you know, monitor me and make sure I'm not flipping to a video game or something. Right? I can stay focused. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Barakallahu Fi. I'm so proud of each one of you, mashallah. All right. And there definitely will be interaction in this classroom. So inshallah, we will, the more inshallah we will follow the rules, then inshallah we will be able to discuss more and be better. Okay. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us benefit the most from this time and help us reach our goal, which is to get to feel closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? By the time I get started, what do you think we are going to do in this class? Go ahead and write some of your thoughts that come to your mind. What do we need to write? What do you think we are going to do in this classroom? If you are able to see the text prompt, then go ahead and type one. You're able to see that. Good job, Ahmed. It's about Islam. Excellent. Thank you for those ones there too. Du'as and stories, Zakaria. Mm-hmm. And Asha is saying Ramadan, learn about dua in Ramadan. Okay, keep it coming. I need to see what do you think we are going to do, right? So let's see what is your thought process. What are we going to do about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Ramadan, Quran and Sunnah? Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Mustafa. Okay, thank you. Very good. And is there anybody in my class that does not know how to chat? Or does not know how to use Zoom, go ahead and type one. If you're pretty comfortable with this medium and you can know how to type chat. If you don't know, if you're feeling a little bit concerned about certain thing, you can always talk to me and we can make sure that you get to understand things. All right. Awesome. I love, mashallah, the way you are responding. Alhamdulillah, I am trying to see. I actually am trying to look for you guys. I think they were showing on my screen, but somehow it has moved away. So first thing that I want to tell you is that my name is Sister Javeria. Inshallah, I am so excited and looking forward to be with you on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So, okay, alhamdulillah. So, yes. Okay, jazakallah khair, Abida. Some participants, when you are replying on the chat, if you select from the drop-down to everyone, it will go to everyone, okay? But sometimes the last person responding, then it goes to those particular people. So make sure that whatever you're typing is going to everyone and it's not going to somebody privately so that we can make the most of our time here, inshallah. Okay, so my name is Sister Javeria, and I would like to share something about myself with you, and you can then tell me more about yourself too. I love to learn. That's something that I extremely love doing in my day, and I love to teach what I have learned. So how many of my friends sitting here would like to be part of this legacy that you want to learn and then you want to teach? Go ahead and type one if you would like to learn and lead and teach, inshallah. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Thank you for that. Maybe there. I love this honest opinion. Awesome. So Yasin, we're going to work together and see how can we turn that maybe into a for sure. Okay, wonderful. So what we're going to do is when we are studying here together, we are having a good time. You guys gave amazing answers what we are going to do. Those were incredible answers that you put in. We are going to, you know what we are going to do in this class? We are going to have a great time. Okay, so we are going to do all that you mentioned, but I am looking forward to having a great time, having fun with all of you, inshallah. All right, how many of us would like to have a great time? Yes, alhamdulillah. All right, so that's why I told you this. Assalamu alaikum, may peace of Allah be upon you. So take another 10 seconds, look around. Does it look peaceful where you are? If not, then please get up, move to this more peaceful area, okay? I'm sitting at this beautiful place. I have very nice breeze going on my side. I have a beautiful view of a tree loaded with red tiny dots, fruit, little fruit on it, which the birds are eating. I have separate screens so that I can see you guys, interact with you, talk with you. So I am having a very good peaceful time. So I wash and make dua for the same for you. Assalamu alaikum means may peace be upon you. Okay. And if you can pick up, like raise your hand and your four fingers, you can say with me, peace starts with me. On every finger, you can say peace starts with me. Right. Alhamdulillah. So I'm going to answer your question, Aiza, very soon. Okay. The second thing is wa rahmatullah. Okay, which is the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody sets out on a journey to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That is a huge mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us would like to receive mercy of Allah? Go ahead and type one if you would like the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excellent. So inshallah, our objective would be that and his blessing, wa barakatuhu, and his blessings. So I'm hoping all my friends have got themselves into a very comfortable position. I hope you are sitting in a very peaceful way, no sitting on the bed or something. This is like the most extremely important class, the most important class that you're going to take in the whole week. Okay, and you'll soon find out how and why. So how many of us are still in schools learning digitally? Go ahead and type one. And if your school is just giving you off and you're not in school at all, then type two. Okay, mashallah. Okay, so what's happening, Amina and... yeah, mashallah, you're too fast. Abdul Bilal, so what's happening? Your schools are not on. Go ahead. I'm going to show you. You can raise hands and then I will be able to give you permission to talk. So I have a raised hand from Ehnaz Iqbal right now. I'm going to lower this hand because I'm not sure it was accidentally raised or not. But at this time, you can raise your hands if you want to. And then I would like to talk to you as to what you are going through or what's happening and why is school completely out for you. So go ahead. If I see a raised hand, then I will be able to call you for that. Okay. So alhamdulillah, while you're thinking and you're telling me more about yourself, yes, whatever is going will get better, definitely. Right. Okay, Michelle, I'm asking a couple of questions, and that's why I'm asking one and two for that. Okay. And that's where I'm asking, like, you know, if you are with me, that's a way for us to interact. Now, the first thing that we are going to do today is do our attendance for today and see who all are here with us. Okay. So go ahead and write in the chat box present with your full name. Okay. Or you can type Labaik and type your full name here. So the inshallah, the admins can note down who is here with us. So I'm going to show you how you're going to do that for myself. So you have an idea. Okay. And I am talking to you. Can you guess where I'm talking to you from? Okay, alhamdulillah. I like the way, mashallah, you're putting in there. Yes, on the chat. And I am, as I asked earlier, I am in USA and I am in Atlanta. And you can, even when you're typing your Labaik, you can tell us where you are from, logging in from. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us make the most of our time together, inshallah. Okay, I'll give you 30 more seconds to, inshallah, go ahead and type your attendance. No other comments in there, just your attendance, inshallah. And I am enjoying the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us together from so many different parts of the world. Alhamdulillah. It's an honor. It's a blessing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all from evil eye. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the leaders of the righteous. And I am super excited to see my teacher also here. Alhamdulillah, I learned so much from her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve all our teachers and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us continual reward for our teachers. So I see a hand. So Michelle, Usman, you have, you can go ahead and you can share if you want to say something. Okay, Michelle, I don't see, I think looks like there is no talking device with you, so I'm going to ask Arwa meanwhile. Arwa, you wanted to say something? Yes, Arwa. Okay, I think they changed mind. So if you're raising hand, be very conscious why you're raising hand. Okay, alhamdulillah. So a very, very warm welcome to everybody all around the world from Pakistan, Tanzania, Maryland, Qatar, UK, USA, Kuwait, and Ireland, and Saudi Arabia, and South Wales, Islamabad, mashallah, tabarakallah. A very, very warm welcome to everybody being an ambassador of Islam in whichever part of the world you are sitting in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you choicely blessed. Now, before we move forward, I have a very important question for you. And that is, do you think when we are in a digital classroom, the digital manners are important? Please give me in chat box number one if you think yes, digital manners are very important, and type two, no, digital manners are not going to be important. We are fine. We can all talk at the same time. Oh, wow. Mashallah. You guys are very smart. So you all know digital manners are very, very important. Alhamdulillah. So what I'm going to tell you is that the way we're going to work in this classroom, inshallah, so that we can make the most of it is that right now, when we are going to move towards the Quran time and we'll try to focus, I would definitely like to listen and talk to you also at the same time. So, and if you have any questions, comments, concerns, we will address them. So this is the way how we're going to interact with each other. Like here, you can see, you can raise hands and then I'll be able to give you a mic and then you'll be able to talk. So for example, I asked Arwa earlier, but she didn't say anything. So Momin, I see a raised hand for you. Go ahead and you want to say something? Yes, Momin.
This is the first time I'm here, so like we're going to be doing Quran classes and stuff.
Alhamdulillah. Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I'm asking you, like, what is the name?
Thank you so much for asking, Momin, and very warm welcome to you here. And alhamdulillah, today is the first time, so definitely I will try to address all your concerns. We're going to be doing a lot of things, all right? And at the end of the class, I'm going to ask you, how do you feel? So come back towards the end, raise your hand and tell me what was your takeaway towards the end, okay? So right now, we're going to go into the Quran time, and you will see as you come along what all we are going to do. Okay, inshallah. All right, so let's try to focus and listen very carefully. We're going to move towards Quran time. Alhamdulillah, you got yourself into a very peaceful and nice place. You are sitting, I'm assuming, I'm hoping you're sitting very relaxed. The second thing, I'm very proud of you, and you need to take your hand and bring it all the way on your back and give yourself a pat on the back that you know the rules are going to be important. Right, so I'm so proud of you for that. So for a healthy time, we go. You it's very important that we have rules, right? And the third thing that I want is that you make a very nice notebook for this class. Okay, we're going to be together for 6 weeks, so I will look forward to seeing who has the most beautiful notebook ever. So you can grab any notebook, you can put like a nice cover on it, you can make it look very pretty and beautiful. Today, like, you will observe and you will see what all sessions do we have. To answer Momin also, I'm going to tell you, we will have Quran, we will have a session for Duas, we will have story time, Sira. Okay, and we will have some other things happening also. So you can divide your notebook into different portions. We will keep talking about it more. But right now we are going to go into Quran, and we are going to do a very beautiful surah called Suratul Ma'un today. Okay, and before that, this itself can be a separate topic, and this is called Ta'awuz. So mashallah, tabarakallah, those who have a notebook, those who are sitting as smart learners, a learner always looks beautiful with the learning supplies. So if you do not have a learning supply, go ahead. I'm going to hold on for a minute, just talking to you a couple of other things while you get one. Okay, or if nothing else is there, please grab a piece of paper, at least write down something for today and start putting it in a binder. And you can be very, very creative. How are you going to do this? Okay, how are you going to do this? Each one of you is going to be very creative. We will talk about it. You can send us pictures also, and we can share, and I can share here to give some other friends ideas. Sounds good? Sounds exciting? Okay, Muhammad, have what? Are you sitting in a place where you can hear me very well, Muhammad? Type one if you can hear me very well. Okay, so this have what question is kind of, you know, if you were right in front of me, I would have walked to you and would have asked you what was on your mind when I was talking earlier. Okay, so you have to pay attention and stay with us so that this bad guy does not trick you. We're going to get him out of the room right now also. Okay, so wonderful. So I said that please make sure you have a notebook. And if today you are just using a random notebook, it's okay. But from tomorrow, I expect that you dedicate one nice notebook for this class. Title it Ramadan Kids or your name, and you can title it in a beautiful way, however you want to phrase it out. Make it look really beautiful. Like everybody in the house is like, oh my God, I want to see what's inside. That's how this notebook should look. Right? So some people come and, you know, they look at, you know, the stationery, and they're like, how many of you love stationery, by the way? How many of you love colors and stickers and writing in a nice way? Mashallah, Aman, excellent. Awesome, Zeenat, Samia. And right now we're going to do some treasure hunt in the house, and we will look for some learning supplies in our house. You will see you have, like, you know, decorative tapes in your house, maybe you have some spangles. Some of you will be finding hot glue in your house. Some of you will find Sharpies. Some of you will find glitter stickers. SubhanAllah, it's going to be an adventure. All right. And we are going to decorate everything here very beautifully. And inshallah, we'll make the most of our time. Right. So if you are a smart learner, then go ahead and write. You know, like At-tahuru shatrul iman, right? Cleanliness is half of iman. So our notes are going to be very beautiful, right? Alhamdulillah. All right, so the bad guy is going to trick you. He's going to say, uh-oh, what's the use? It's just a class. I'm not getting a grade for this. It's okay. I can just listen and then I can close this class and go back to my games. By the way, which games do you guys play? Go ahead and type some games that you guys play in your free time, especially in these days. What games do you play? Okay, I have Minecraft players, Aman, Roblox, Mortal Kombat, okay, GTA 5, FIFA, Fortnite, Brawl Stars, okay. All right, so we're going to be talking about these also. Oh, Laika is spending time on TikTok, okay, Call of Duty, Apex Legends, Super Smash. Yeah, so these games will keep calling you, Prankar. You will have notifications keep coming, you know, come back, I'm waiting for you, let's go play this game, it's just a little match. So this is going to be some whispers coming in your mind. Even right now, it's very easy, you know, mom and dad are out, I am sitting by myself, I can just click and I can be, you know, on the other side. But I'm going to tell you that we are going to say this ta'awuz to get the bad guy out of here. Right? So how many of us know how to get this bad guy out of our room? And why do we need to get him out of the room? Do you guys know? Yes, that was okay. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair, Michelle. Michelle, I am here in the classroom as a teacher, so you don't have to worry about, okay? This chat box is going to be a no judgment zone. Everybody can say things, can write things, and I am going to be taking them very seriously. I would like to talk. We need a place where we can say anything that we want to, and then we can discuss about it, okay? All right, so we are going to keep making du'as for each other that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us have very beneficial reminders here, okay? So option number one, I'm going to write things which are going to be useless and meaningless, and I'm going to waste everybody's time, that option one. And option two is, I'm going to say my ta'awudh, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, and I'm going to have a meaningful conversation. And while Sister Jubaira is talking, my notebook is going to start looking prettier and prettier. I am so proud of some of my friends who has already written down this ta'awuz word by word. So now it's time to say it together. And all those who type two, barakillah fi. I love your company here, mashallah. Okay, so let's say this together. And you're going to practice this week on this. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. You can say at your place with me one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. A'udhu, I seek refuge or protection. Billahi, with Allah. Min is from ash-shaytan, shaytan, and ar-rajeem, the rejected. Okay? So I seek refuge with Allah from shaytan, the rejected. So why do we have to say this before reciting the Quran? Go ahead and write in your notes that there's a surah named Surah An-Nahl and verse number 93. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran? That, okay, sorry, when somebody types, it goes to that person. So you can write it in your notes, and I'm going to give you here the references also. Okay. So when you recite the Quran, first seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, be expelled from his mercy. Okay. So at this time, you should be writing in your notebooks and not in the chat box, except for me. Okay. So why is it necessary to seek refuge with Allah from shaitan? Shaitan is our open enemy. He will never, ever want us to pick Allah's book. He would not want us to recite it. He would not want us to study it and not understand it and follow it. So he is going to make things look very pretty and beautiful outside it and make you go there that way. Okay. So when we will go near this book, he will try to stop us from that. And when we recite ta'awuz, we give ourselves in Allah's protection so that we can understand this book the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended us to understand it. Okay, so we look at it with the same vision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intend for us to look at. And so that we can study only in the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. Okay, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, protect us from shaitan's whispers, waswasas, the fear and anxiety. Some of us are still thinking in our mind, how soon can I go back to my games? And all those games are so visual. right? So it's not going to be easy focusing by ourselves unless we have Allah's mercy and protection with us. Okay, so inshallah, we are going to use this weapon as soon as the bad guy starts whispering in your ears that, you are just wasting time. What's the use of doing this? Then you're going to recite this and get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second word is, the second statement that we are going to make to seek Allah's mercy is called tasmiyah. Okay, can you say this at your places? Tasmiyah. And you all know how to say it. Let's say it together. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismi in the name. Just like you have beautiful names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has amazing, beautiful names. So Bismillahi in the name of Allah. Ar Rahman, the entirely merciful. Ar Rahim, the especially merciful. Okay, so we are going to say this when we are coming to the Quran. And today, inshallah, we will do Suratul Ma'un. Okay, we are going to do Suratul Ma'un and we're going to study the story of Surah Ma'un. So, alhamdulillah, today it took us a little bit time to get to know each other and to make sure that you have your notebooks, you know what you are expected of doing. How many of us feel good so far? Go ahead and type one. Glyka, where do you want to go back? Go ahead and tell me, where do you want to go back? So go ahead and type one if you're feeling happy and healthy and you feel you have your supplies. To the tasmiya. Okay, jazakallah khair for asking me. Here is a tasmiya. Go ahead and you can write it. So what I'm going to do right now, since you guys are feeling so fresh and energetic, we are going to move to our dua session with Sister Aisha. She's going to be here. So you can flip some pages, make a dua section. So whenever she's teaching you, you have something to write for your dua. After that, we will go to a story time. And once you come back, based on how much time we have, we will see if we can take some of our lessons from Suratul Ma'un. How does that sound? How does that sound? You're welcome, Laika. Barakallahu fi. Anytime you need anything, let me know, okay? I'll be here for you, inshallah. All right, so how many of us, if you are happy and you think you're ready for the dua session, type dua. Go ahead and type dua. All right, wonderful, mashallah. And I am really looking forward to you having a great time with Sister Aisha. So Sister Aisha, if you are in the room with us, please go ahead and raise your hand so that we can move to the dua session, inshallah, right now. Okay, and you guys can decorate your, dua page meanwhile. Barakallahu fi. All right, the mic is open, inshallah. Sister Aisha, if you can please raise your hand. Or you can text me also. Okay. The friend sitting here, you can even write your most favorite dua while we are waiting for Sister Aisha. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, Sister Aisha. Okay. Okay, I was waiting for Sister Aisha, right? So let me, Aisha, you have something to say to us? Okay, so Michelle Usman, I don't see a mic option there. So, okay, so let me just make sure. Okay, so while we have Sister Aisha come in, let's go to our Surah Maun friends and let's do a little bit of it so that we can make sure we use our time effectively while we are here, right? Do you guys agree? MashaAllah, beautiful du'as that you are saying here. Awesome. Yes, you're not going to be able to unmute itself because we decided that we are going to have rules here. So inshallah, if you have something to say, you can raise your hand and you'll be allowed to do that. But meanwhile, we are going to go ahead and look at Surah Maun, which is a Makki surah. And anybody knows which surah it comes after? Anybody knows which surah comes before Surah Maun? Okay, so anybody knows that? Go ahead and type which surah. Surah Kausar, Noor, do you think Surah Kausar comes before Surah Maun? Yeah. Surah Kausar? Let's check. You guys can check. Do you have a Musaf in front of you? Go ahead. So you can check if you... Okay, so go ahead and you can check and you can write some notes for Surah Maun, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. So there is the surah before that. Yes. Yeah. Okay, Muhammad. So let's talk. If you are feeling that, we can talk also, okay? So if you have a notebook, you'll not be bored. And some people are creating some amazing things here. Barakallahu fi. Yes, the correct answer is that there's the surah, which is before that, is Suratul Quraysh. And in Surah Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the Quraysh of favors of their Lord upon them. They demanded them to enslave themselves fully and worship the Lord of this house, right? And Allah tells them that they should be doing in order to be thankful. So go ahead and lock your answers, Muhammad. I really want you to answer this. Option number one, I am bored, or option number two, I am blessed. So this was the message in Surah Quraysh as well. Barakallahu fi. I'm so proud of those people who are always positive and they look for positivity in their life. So in this surah, I want you to write Surah Maun, give your title on your notebooks, and write there that Allah is telling us, what are we doing presently? So this was like the Quraysh was told that what are they doing presently? You don't need to have the Quran with you, Laika, but you can start writing your notes there. So this surah presents a contrast between what people should be doing and what they are doing at the moment. Does that sound familiar? This is what we're going to learn how to do things here. Okay. So here we can assess ourselves in the same perspective too, that what were they doing and what are they doing, right? So inshallah, let's look at verse number one. Sister Aisha, when you're ready, just raise hand and inshallah, I will be giving out the mic to you. Okay, so the first verse is أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. So go ahead and write your word by word meaning for that. أَرَأَيْتَ, it's a question. Have you seen? Okay, have you seen الَّذِي, the one who, يُكَذِّبُ, denies, Bidin, the day of judgment. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, have you seen who denies the day of judgment? Okay. Friends, whatever you get. If you miss something, you can ask me in the question time session. Okay. But you're not gonna keep interrupting in the in-between. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word ara'aita mentioned in this ayah means seeing with the eyes as well as knowing. Right, seeing also and knowing as well. So it's basically understanding and considering something very deeply. So it asks us a question that, do you know the kind of person who denies the rewards and punishment? Or have you considered the state of the person who just denies the day of judgment? So the purpose is not to ask whether somebody has physically seen as such a person or not, but to invite the listener to consider as to what kind of character is produced in a person who denies the judgment of the hereafter. For example, me and you sitting here, if you just look at this word, ara'aita, if we believe on the day of judgment, we know that every letter is 10 good deeds or more, right? Every time, even we say this one letter, it's going to be 10 good deeds or more. But somebody who does not believe in it, who denies the day of judgment, oh, who cares? I need to go to the next level in my game, right? So who denies it? We're going to study what characteristics they are going to have. So in case you missed it, please write the game. This surah is going to contrast what people should be doing versus what are they doing at the moment, okay? So inshallah, we will talk more about it. And we will, as we drill down in this surah, inshallah, and you have your materials and everything with you, then it will be easy for us to go through it. So go ahead and, you know, let me see. I'm trying to still, my mind is still trying to see. Okay. All right. So inshallah, we are going to move to our seerah session for now. And inshallah, we will come back. Get something more from Surah Al-Ma'un, and inshallah those who have memorized it, we will also listen to it and see how you know it. Sounds good? Are you ready? Okay, so today is day one, so inshallah we will know and become more comfortable with all the things, inshallah. So Sister Shaheen, if you are in the room, then alhamdulillah you are. So I'm going to hand it over to Sister Shaheen and go ahead, benefit from your seerah session, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Wayyaki khairan kathira. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yes. How are my dear little alims doing? Alhamdulillah. Type 1 if the voice is clear and type 2 if it is low. Alhamdulillah. Barakallah feek. Are you guys excited? I see you guys are very active, very quick in typing, mashallah. So that means you guys are enjoying. Alhamdulillah. Yes, the positivity and the positive vibes that we get from each other helps us keep us moving forward and makes it a beneficial learning session. Alhamdulillah. Okay, what is that one thing you guys have in your mind that you want to learn from the seerah? Yes. What is the meaning of seerah? What is seerah? Very good. That's a good question. Okay. Life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Explanation. MashaAllah. Barakallahu feek. Yes. So inshallah, before we begin our seerah session, just a quick reminder for myself and all of us that whenever we take name of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we do send salams on him. Okay. So we do add by ourselves, in our with our tongue, that it is, we are addressing our Prophet, and so we definitely need to add sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, peace be upon him, alhamdulillah, Prophet's journey. So in this session, in this course, we're going to learn few of his journey, few of his events from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And before that, if we see what is the meaning of seerah, what is the definition of seerah, then yes, let's go to the next slide, which says, seerah means the study of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all that is related to him in regards to the events and aspects surrounding his life. My voice is lagging. Okay, just read the a'udh. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Okay, so seerah means the study of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all that is related in regards to the events and aspects surrounding his life. So alhamdulillah, from the day he was born until he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had every day, every single aspect with different views and different visions and learning different sessions. So inshallah, let's start and see what are we going to learn today from his life. Before he was born, just to give a brief summary, before he was born, there was this beautiful incident that took place in the year that he was going to be born, and that is called the year of elephants. How many of us know that what is an elephant? Type one, if you have seen an elephant. Alhamdulillah, yes, we all know what is an elephant, and we all know what kind of animal that looks. But is it common to see an elephant in a desert? Yes, it's definitely not very common. And why is that not so common to see an elephant in a desert? You see elephants in jungle more often? Yes, it's not its habitat. Yes, that's true. Why? Because elephant, as we know by the nature and the size of the animal, that it needs a lot of food, a lot of water, and it's not possible in the desert. What is a very common animal that we see in the desert? It's camel. Yes. So why is this story known as the year? Why is known as the year of elephants? Is something that we're going to learn today. Okay. And why is it very important to us to know in our seerah? That we'll see in the end. So Bismillah, we begin. Remember, this was the story. This was the incident that happened right before the birth of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means Islam was yet not started. Okay. Just keep that mind. In your that point in your mind that Islam is yet not started because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was yet not born. So after the death of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Mecca grew into a very big town. Every different tribe and community kept different ideals inside the Kaaba. So people from all over Arabia came to visit Kaaba and worship the ideals inside the Kaaba. Now, like we learned that it was still not the time of Islam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam was also not there. So whatever the people in the world and in the different tribes and in the different communities of the world had, they would bring that and they would keep that in Kaaba, considering it as a very auspicious, very holy place. So that made what? Hence, Mecca became very popular and sacred place where a lot of people visited all year round. Even back then, Kaaba made Mecca a very special place. Like even in today's world, right now, what we see is Kaaba in Mecca is a very familiar, very well-known place. It's the most famous place on the face of earth. So what happened when Kaaba was very famous and people from all around the world would visit Mecca to visit Kaaba? Definitely it would have a lot of visitors and a lot of people coming all year around. So then what happened? Yes, I would really appreciate if we all can focus on Alhamdulillah. In the Arabian Peninsula, at that time, there was a king named Abraha, who used to rule in the land of Yemen. Now, Abraha, he was a very strong, powerful king. He wanted the people to visit Yemen instead of what he wished that people, instead of going to Mecca all year round, if they came to Yemen, to his city and to his country, it would definitely make his city, his country popular and rich. So what did he do? He realized that why people are going to Mecca? That is because of Kaaba. Now, what is Kaaba? Is it a house of a human being or it is a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Kaaba is the house of Allah. Exactly. MashaAllah. Barakallahu feek. Yes, Kaaba is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then what did he do? He thought that maybe people are just going there because of that particular monument. If something like that, I build it in my city, then automatically people will be diverted and they will come to my city. And so what did he do? He built a very big temple in his land, but no one visited him, which made him very angry. Why would no one visit his temple and everyone would still come to visit Kaaba? That's the difference between something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and something out of jealousy a human being does. When something is planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's yes, mashallah Aisha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is always better. But whereas, what was his plan? Why did he build a huge temple in his city? That was due to jealousy. That was due to arrogance that he wanted people to come to him. That was because he wanted to feel importance in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was arrogant. So then what happened? Yes, if you go to the next slide, then what happened is he decided to tear down the Kaaba out of jealousy, out of anger. He thought that, okay, if there is no Kaaba, then automatically people will come to my temple. And so what he did, he took, King Abraha called all his soldiers and told them they had to go to Mecca to attack Kaaba. He collected all his, now since Abraha was a rich king and had a very big army with lots of soldiers and elephants to fight the battle. Now remember, Yemen was a different city, right? And Mecca in Saudi Arabia was a complete different place. They had no such huge animals like elephants, like how we said before that. Elephants are not something which is a habitant of desert. So what he did, that, and definitely elephant is a very strong animal. So then he took his battalion along with elephants to attack Kaaba. So the army of King Abraha, including soldiers and elephants, marched through the desert and reached Mecca. Then what happened? If we go to the next slide, it is like that. Obviously, this was something, a very unusual animal. Like if today's date, if we have to imagine something which does not exist and suddenly that's in front of us, it's scary. So what happened? The people of Mecca had never seen elephants before, and they were afraid of King Abraha and his army. Seeing the elephants, they thought, we can definitely not fight. It's a very huge giant animal. So what did they do? They left their homes and they went and they hid up in the mountains. So alhamdulillah, after they went into the mountains, if we go to the next slide, what happens is the family of Banu Hashim used to take care of Kaaba. Who was Banu Hashim? Banu Hashim was the tribe that was the people of Mecca at that time, right? And who was the leader of Banu Hashim? Abdul Muttalib. I want you guys to write this name, Abdul Muttalib, because in our Seerah session, we might come to this name over and over again, as who he was. Abdul Muttalib was the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and was the leader of Banu Hashim tribe at that time. He was worried about Kaaba. Obviously, he was from the caretaker of the Kaaba. So when he got the news that Kaaba is going to be attacked, he was worried. Looking at the army of King Abraha and big giant and elephants, Abdul Muttalib knew he could not save the Kaaba by himself. He could not fight those big giant elephants and the huge army. So what did he do? When he faced trouble, when he faced fear, what did Abdul Muttalib do? He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking his help and saying, O Allah, you are the owner of Kaaba. He didn't associate, I am the caretaker of Kaaba. That's a very beautiful point that we need to learn here. What did Abdul Muttalib do? He associated the owner of Kaaba as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the point for us to learn from this seerah is that whenever we are in difficulty, even the difficulty is something that we have to associate it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, we are weak. He associated himself with weakness. And he said, oh Allah, you are strong. And definitely in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, human being is very weak. You can only save the Kaaba from Abraha. And so he declared he was weak. And alhamdulillah, when we are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a blessing to declare ourselves weak. It's something very, it's something that makes us humble to declare ourselves weak and announce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the most powerful. After the army of Abraha reached Mecca, something very strange happened. When Abraha ordered his army to attack, the elephants could not move their feet and they got stuck in the sand. Subhanallah, imagine, he came all the way from Yemen marching and coming to attack Kaaba. And in that, when it was right the moment of attack, when he ordered his army to attack, when the Kaaba was almost to be brought down by the elephants, what happened? The animal's feet got stuck. And why? Why did that happen? This is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. It was one plan that was made by Abraha. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan was that Kaaba will be saved. And then what he did, after that, the soldiers became very afraid when they saw the elephants were not able to move. Why did the elephants not move? because they got the orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order comes, animals and birds are the most obedient. They are the most followers and most obedient. Then what happened? First was that the elephants didn't move. Then second was the army, the soldiers got scared. And then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent thousands of birds flying over the army of Abraha, like thousands. And what happened? These birds had tiny rocks in their beaks, which they dropped over the army of Abraha. Now imagine, the human beings were there. They were there. But what were they doing? They were making dua and they were not able to fight. They were hiding, but they made dua and they announced that they were weak. They announced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong and they were weak and they seek help from Allah in the time of trouble. And then these birds, what did they do? They dropped the pebbles from their beak and they destroyed the army completely. And then the army never came back to attack Makkah and destroy the Kaaba. What happened next? When the people of Makkah, if you go to the next slide, what we see, when people of Makkah, they saw this, they came down from the mountains and they were very happy. Since then, they call that year the year of elephants. Why? Because that elephant was some kind of creature which they had never seen before. So this is something that really made them happy. And then they named the year of elephants. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also born in the same year, few weeks after the event of Abraha's attack occurred, like just few weeks. And what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach people Tawheed. What was the reason of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to this world? It was for all of us to be taught Tawheed. What is the meaning of Tawheed? Tawheed is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And if we go back to one slide, it was, yes, and to live in peace. It was the purpose of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to teach mankind Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that after learning that, they live in peace. And this happened when? This happened after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. So the year of elephant basically happened the same year when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, just few weeks before he came to this world. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely announces the same story in the Quran. Anyone knows which one that is? It was his message that we should worship Allah alone. Okay, alhamdulillah. Yes, mashallah, barakallahu feek. It is Suratul Fil. Now type one, how many of us know it, Suratul Fil? Alhamdulillah. So, alam taro, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. I want you guys to repeat with me. And then when we recite the same surah, whichever salah time is next, for someone it might be Dhuhr, for someone it might be Asr, for someone it might be Maghrib, Isha, whichever salah it is, I want for all of us that in this next salah, we will recite Suratul Fil. Okay, and then we will also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, we are weak, only you are strong. And then the rest of the surah says, أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. الحمد لله. And if we see, what lessons do we learn from this? What are the lessons that we learned from this point, from this story of our seerah? Okay, these are your salah times, mashallah. So yes, remember to recite this surah in your salah. But before that, just the last thing, that what are the lessons that we learned? And we are the little islands. We are the ones who are going to have ilm. And what was the first thing? Jealousy destroyed Abraha and his army. Yes, very good. Allah can do anything. In fear and worry, run towards Allah alone. to make dua when you are alone and helpless. MashaAllah, barakillahu feek. I need Allah in my life. Allah can get his work done through birds and animals. Yes, that's something we have to remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us, but we need Allah. We shouldn't be arrogant. And then the last, seek help only and only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Okay, so alhamdulillah, these are beautiful lessons. We hope and we make dua that we are able to implement lessons that we learn from our seerah. And inshallah, we are able to implement it in our life. Because the purpose of ilm, the purpose of being an alim is what? That we are able to implement it. So inshallah, barakillahu feek, bi'ithnillah, we'll see each other tomorrow with lots of positivity, lots of positive vibes, and lots of excitement to learn new things. Jazakumullahu khayran kathiran kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Can everyone hear me? Is everybody able to hear me? Okay. Okay, inshallah. Sister Shaheen was just addressing you all with such a beautiful story that we just heard about Surah Fil. And right now, as we have the dua session, I just think it's going to be a wonderful idea to kind of relate our dua session with the story that Sister Shaheen just said. Remember how she explained us about the story of Abraha and that in the time of fear and worry, we should always run towards Allah. So how do we usually run towards Allah? Like for example, in this example, when Abraha came and, you know, the elephants came with such a mighty, army, Abdul Muttalib, what did he do? He first took precautions and he made dua. So what was the precautions he made? He actually went and he hid behind the mountains, right? And then he made the dua to Allah because he knew that only Allah can protect. Now, keeping that same situation with the current situation in which we are right now. So those were mighty army of elephants that they never saw, that they were really kind of intrigued about that what this creature is. They were afraid. It had a fear factor in them, of course. Now, in this situation in which we are here, we are hearing about corona. And what is corona? It is not like a mighty elephant that they saw, that they never saw and that intrigued fear. It is actually, in this time, a tiny virus, right? A tiny virus that you cannot even see with your eyes. You have to see it under a microscope. And a virus like that has created what? Fear. Isn't that so? But for me and you who are Muslim, who believe in Allah, who know that nobody has power more than Allah because he is the creator, right? He has created all of this. He created the elephants, he created the birds who actually came to help, and he has the only one who has created this virus as well. So there's no need to be scared or be fearful or be afraid of. So what are the two things we need to do then in this situation? So this story that Allah describes in the Quran is not there without any reason. It's there because there is a reason behind it, right? The reason is that if we are in that situation, what do we do? So what we do is we take refuge in our homes, just like they took behind the mountains. We are taking refuge in our homes, and then we are making dua, right? Because dua is something that every prophet in each era made. The Prophet ﷺ, didn't he make dua? Wasn't he tested with fear? Wasn't he tested with hunger? Now, as you were reading the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, there are so many other occasions that you will find that, you know, the Prophet ﷺ was also tested with so many things, whether it was Battle of Badr, when there were a handful of Sahabi and there were thousands and thousands of kuffar trying to fight with them. Or there was a battle of Khandaq and they're hungry and, you know, the Prophet ﷺ has those two stones that he tied around his stomach and they're working. So it was hunger and fear. So those were the prophets of Allah who were the beloved of Allah, whom Allah loved the most. So now think about you and me. We are the Muslims who believe in Allah and His beloved prophets. So if they were tested, we will also be tested. But what do we have? The same thing that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, dua. Even he did dua. Now you can say, well, he was a prophet. He had everything. He didn't need to worry about fear or food or anything, but still he did dua. So the dua was done so that we learn from it. So today we are going to do a beautiful dua that is actually mentioned in one of the hadith books in Abu Dawud and other books. And again, it's a beautiful dua that actually was taught by the Prophet to us so that when an army like Abraha, and in our case, Corona is coming, we make this dua and we ask Allah to help us, and then you will see how Allah's help will come. Just in that case, how, you know, Allah sent this army of birds, Allah will send His army that you and me will not even expect and know of, but it will, inshallah, protect us and all of us from this which is going on. So me and you do not need to do what? Fear. We do not need to fear at all. I have with me Ahmed Mustafa. He's an 11-year-old with me as well. He's my son. And Ahmed, do you think we need to fear?
No.
Not at all. So what do we need to do?
We need to pray.
We need to pray and we need to make dua. So let's do this dua together, Ahmed. So I'm going to first say this dua. And when you make this dua, have this great conviction in your heart that I am asking someone who is the most powerful and he will protect me no matter what. Just like, you know, when Ahmed wants something, he always calls Ammi, 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 right? And because he knows Ammi is there, so Ammi will just come running after and trying to help him. So similarly, we as Mu'min and Muslims, when we need something, we say Allah, 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 and we call Allah, and Allah is there because He wants to help us in every situation. So let's start with the dua, inshallah. So I'm going to say it first, and then you say it after me. Okay, Ahmed, you ready?
Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام
ومن سيئ
الأسقام. See? Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's do the translation. So what does Allahumma means, Ahmed Mustafa?
Oh
Allah, yes. And what does inni means?
Indeed I.
A'udhu bika.
I seek refuge in you.
I seek refuge. A'uzu means I seek refuge. And ka means you. Min.
From.
Al-barasi.
Leukoderma.
Leukoderma. Okay. So you must be wondering, what is leukoderma? It's actually a very fancy name of something which means patches on the skin. It's a skin disease, basically, where a person has these patches, white patches, and it's kind of contagious. Right? Just like this coronavirus is kind of contagious, this is also something contagious, a contagious disease. Waljununi.
And madness.
Waljuzam.
And leprosy.
Again, leprosy is a disease and it was very common earlier in Asia and Africa. It is again a disease of the nerves, of the skin, which is very contagious, and it also has these skin patches, white patches on the skin. And earlier it used to deform people's skin and hands and very painful. So leprosy is, that's what it is. And then woman,
and from
sayyi means
evil,
all kind of evil, asqam
diseases.
So this is a dua, it's a very complete dua. So these are the diseases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Prophet taught us this dua, he actually mentioned a few, but then he kind of concluded and actually said, Ya Allah, all the evils and all the kinds of diseases that we know and we don't know. Now, did me and you know about this corona? No, we probably didn't know about it. It was something new. But this dua is so complete that it actually encompasses all of it. So let's just make this dua one more time with that conviction that when we make the dua, Allah actually, and you know one thing I want to tell you, when you make a dua, it is as if it's a guarantee that it's accepted. You know why? Because only Allah only gives you the tawfiq or the means or the ability to make a dua when he actually already has accepted it. So this is the belief that we need to have, inshallah. So it means when we are going to make dua, for sure we have the shield around us, the protective shield around us. So though we are taking the antiviral, we are taking refuge in our homes, but then with this shield of dua, we are like completely in this armor where no one can destroy us. And inshallah, we'll all be protected. So let's do this dua one more time. And with this, inshallah, we'll end. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahmed, can you do it with me?
Yes.
Okay. Allahumma,
Allahumma
inni,
inni
a'udhu
bika
min al-barasi
wal-jununi
wal-juzam
wa min
sayyi
al-asqam.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And with this, I'll let you go. Keep all of us in your du'as, and let's make du'a for each other, inshallah. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair wa asan jazak for the wonderful reminders and the beautiful session. Jazakallah khair, Sister Shaheen, for the story and the seerah and lessons, and Sister Aisha for teaching this beautiful dua. It always looked a little complicated to me, and alhamdulillah, I was also able to memorize sitting here with you guys. So it's such a huge blessing to be here with you all. So type one, if you took your notes and you were able to write things very nicely and take your notes very well. So alhamdulillah, so the comes to your mind and you have written down that I am not going to panic, I am not going to be scared, and inshallah I will put my complete trust in Allah and then make dua, because that's going to be my conversation with Allah. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all protected. I love your interaction, mashallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us have complete faith that Allah will protect us. And in case some of us get this disease, some of us get this problem, then Allah is the one who is the healer, right? He is the one who is going to heal us as well. So I'm going to show you a picture here. And to understand pillars of Iman, we're going to understand what pillars of Iman are. Alhamdulillah, I'm so glad that you know what is pillar of Iman. If you know how many pillars of Iman are there, go ahead and type that number. How many total pillars of Iman? MashaAllah. Okay, some people are thinking five, some people are thinking six. So today, in today's session of pillars of Iman, we are going to first understand what is Iman. Can you type a definition of what is Iman? And at the same time, tell me, looking at this bridge, what will happen if one of the pillar is broken or is shattered away? What will happen? Excellent, mashallah. The English word for Iman is faith. Very good. And it's belief as well. It will collapse or fall down. Think about the chair. If one leg is broken, what will happen with that? It will start to tilt. Good job, Zeenat. And it will be unstable, right? And the whole thing will break, subhanAllah. And great comment, Asher, that it will be very dangerous. So in your notebooks, as you are making these six pillars, some of you are drawing so beautifully, write these words. If a pillar is faulty, if a pillar has cracks, if a pillar is not doing the job it's supposed to do, it's not strong, then it will be unstable and it can crack open and things will not be right. So my friends, there are six pillars of Iman, okay? And we will learn them one by one. And if you look at the analogy of the pillars of Iman to a tree, can you guess which part is like the pillar of Iman? Which part, can I say, is like the pillars of Iman? Do you think it's the branches? Do you think it's the stem? Or do you think it's the roots? So go ahead. Your option number one is branches. Option two is stem. And option number three is the roots. MashaAllah, good job, Yasin. You wrote it very correctly. It's option number three. Excellent. So that is roots. So if the roots, you know, give way and they become unstable, they stop getting the nourishment that they're supposed to get, what will happen? What will happen to a tree, right? What will happen to the tree at that time? You can write here and write in your notebooks, it will become unstable. The tree will fall down, right? And it will be dead. Yes, it will fall and die. Very good. It will fall and die. Excellent. Just like that is Iman and belief. If the six pillars of Iman are not strong, then slowly and gradually the Iman can become very unstable. It will make a person fall down, and eventually it can lead to a person's death, where nothing matters really more. One is like a physical death when you're not living anymore, but one is when your heart is kind of dead, right? And you can't understand anything, or you can't come back to the right thing. So here, if we take an analogy of humans, like this pillars of Iman as a human, then which part in the body do you think will be like faith? Which part shows the faith of a human person? So pillars of Iman is something which is unseen. You can't see them. Just like in the tree, it's like the roots which are down in the ground. And similarly, in a human, you can think of it as your heart. And Rasulullah Sallam said that in everybody, there's one thing. If it's right, then everything acts right. That is the heart, subhanAllah. Okay. So the first pillar of Iman you're going to write in your notebooks is believing in Allah. Believing in the one we are calling out in our du'as. Believing in that one who we trust in case of situations where nothing really makes sense. Everything seems so impossible, right? And that in Arabic we can say is amantu billah. So this is pillars of Iman. Okay, so in pillars of Iman, the belief number one is amantu billah. So for today, I want you to resonate with these words, and you can resonate with these words that I believe in Allah, right? So if you want to write in your notebook, I believe in Allah, I understand the concept of dua, that I can call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we memorize this beautiful, beautiful dua today to protect us from any kind of harm, right? And I can recite the Quran by taking protection from shaitan, and that protection is also going to be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are going to decorate what all you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will try our best to fill our hearts with Iman and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you're going to strengthen this, the more you will feel very strong. So at this time, I'm going to remind you that we are going to, inshallah, meet tomorrow, knowing what we're going to do in a much better way. Now we know what sessions we are going to be going through, inshallah, together. Yes, how many of us, how do you feel right now? Go ahead and show me some smiles if you feel very happy right now that you were in this journey together. Good? Alhamdulillah, I'm really like, mashallah, your interaction, and you're talking very meaningfully with your friends in this classroom. I'm so proud of each one of you, mashallah, right? Your homework will be to memorize this dua, okay? And the best way is to learn and to teach. So if you learn it, you know it. But when you teach it, you master it. Okay, so inshallah, how many people do you think are in your home, or how many people you can call and FaceTime and teach this dua that Sister Aisha taught you today? Go ahead and give me an estimate of how many people can benefit from you teaching that dua to them. Yes, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Excellent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala note this down. There's so many people in need of this dua right now. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us memorize it, learn the translation, reflect that 1400 years ago, Rasulullah taught us this beautiful dua, which is so valid at this time. So, and inshallah, you are going to learn the translation. We also did Surah Ma'un, verse number one, but inshallah, we'll go through it in more detail tomorrow. Sounds good. And tomorrow you will be here with your notebooks, your learning supplies ready to be active participants, and we will have a wonderful time together. So at this time, if you have any questions, any comments, anything that you want to share, you can raise your hand, and I can probably take three or four participants to say anything as we conclude for today, inshallah. So go ahead, Laika. Yes, Laika. Yes, Laika.
Is the homework the one about illnesses?
Yes, the homework is about you. We did the dua for about the illnesses. Yes, that's the dua we're going to memorize, inshallah.
Okay. Jazakallah khair.
Wa iyaki. Yasin?
Yes. What are all the pillars of Islam? I mean, of Iman?
Okay, thank you so much for asking this question. We have some pillars of Islam, and then there are different pillars of Islam. So I think for today, we just covered the first one, which is belief in Allah. And tomorrow, inshallah, I'll answer your question in more detail. I think I am so proud of you for today that you took a lot of information today, right? So come back tomorrow and tell us how many pillars are there and what else we're going to go through, inshallah, in our journey together. Okay, we talked about it in our chat a little bit. Michelle?
Yeah, okay. Is the class like tomorrow or will we have it Thursday?
What do you think?
Like, is there like specific times for different people or does everybody have it at the same day?
Yes, we are going to have it on the same day. And okay, we will have this class on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Right?
Okay. Tuesdays and
Wednesdays. And we have some very special planning for you. So today we did dua session, and every Wednesday, as we are getting closer to Ramadan, we are going to do a Ramadan session on Wednesdays, inshallah. Okay. So alhamdulillah, we are very excited. I'll take the last comment from Zayan. Yes, Zayan.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Zayan, what do you want to say?
Yeah. So are we going to have the class like...
Zayan, we were not able to hear you.
Are we going to have the class like tomorrow at the same time or like different time?
Okay, yes, we are going to have the class at the same time, inshallah. Okay. All right. Jazakallah khair. Wasil jazah for everybody being here. Inshallah, if you have any more questions, any concerns, any comments, then we have our email address for this course. So you can write in that and inshallah, we can take you there. Our class time is like over at 11. We will try to make sure that just like any other classroom, we stay on time, we stay punctual. So I will inshallah see you promptly at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Stay happy and spread happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all your effort, inshallah. And just like sahabas and companions will remind each other, we will say wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. By time, mankind is in loss, except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of truth, and who reminded each other of patience, inshallah. So there is no homework I'm giving you for Surah Ma'un today. Just focus on your dua. Just focus on getting your supplies very well with you so that you are going to have fun. Yes, you're going to have fun together, inshallah. All right. So inshallah, see you tomorrow. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Fi amanillah.